Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris would like to pay tribute to all the veterans during this Memorial Day weekend. And he reminds you, when the weekend's over, should you need an appliance repairman, he's available for you. He'll come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And he's been doing it for 45 years. So you're getting a lot of experience for just a little bit of money. Take the cost of that service call, and you'll find it's way less than anyone else in the area. The cost may be low, but the service is high. And once you have Chris Moore to your home, you'll want him back again and again. So do the smart thing, because you don't know when you'll need him. Put his number on your cell phone. Do it now. 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Topping Friday's news, city police logged another arrest of a reported shoplifter at the 7-Eleven on High Park Boulevard. Police said a man with a book bag came in, entered the store and grabbed several items and then left and tried making his getaway on an electric scooter. Police located him a short distance away from the store and tried to pull him over, but he refused to stop and thought he'd be able to outrun police on a scooter. But when he found out that wasn't going to happen, he jumped off the scooter and began to run on foot through the yards. Police chased him and caught up with him in the 1600 block of Cleveland Avenue, where he was taken into custody and identified as Glenn Curse of Whitney Avenue. He was charged with petty larceny in the case, resisting arrest, criminal possession of stolen property, and with obstructing governmental administration. Curse was issued an appearance ticket in this case, but was held on a previous case where he reportedly failed to show up in court. Authorities said this time he's accused of taking $159 worth of food from that 7-Eleven. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our local news is also brought to you Monday through Friday by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to care about what you care about. They know you by name, they find out what you want, and they make sure you get it. And that includes having your prescriptions ready when you are. And if you like, they'll even deliver them right to your door. You know, you can't really appreciate that personal touch, that friendly feeling, where clerks and pharmacists are always standing by to help you until you experience it. And you won't until you stop in and see them at Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue in Niagara Falls. Taking this opportunity to honor all our American veterans and heroes. Well, the County Stop DWI campaign is on and will run right through this weekend. Sheriff Michael Filicetti said extra patrols will be out looking for intoxicated and distracted drivers. The sheriff said he wants families to visit memorials and to honor our veterans, but he says whatever they do this weekend, do it responsibly. That means if you've been drinking, to plan a safe ride home. He said the next few months are some of the most dangerous times to be on the road, with thousands of residents planning summer road trips and outings. And he said the DWI campaign is aimed at reducing accidents, injuries, and deaths. He said this present safe driving campaign will run right through Memorial Day, but he warns there will be similar campaigns throughout the summer, and he said all of them will not be announced. Police cracking down on drivers who didn't have their cars properly licensed and insured made a couple arrests yesterday. On 73rd Street, they stopped a car with only one headlight, and they found out that the driver wasn't licensed and that the car wasn't insured. Officers said Enrique Streeter of North Avenue only had a learner's permit and no other paperwork for the vehicle. He was charged with those violations and his car was towed. Then Streeter was released on an appearance ticket. On 72nd Street yesterday, police stopped a car with no front license plate and found out that that driver, identified as Kayrus Smith of Stevenson Avenue, was driving on a suspended registration and also had no insurance. She was issued appearance tickets in that case, and her car also was towed. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a few tense moments when a driver drove over the edge of the third-floor barrier in the parking ramp at the medical center on 10th Street with that car dangling over the wall. First responders were able to stabilize that vehicle and no injuries were reported. Police and the city fire department assisted at that scene. On the Coleman Road in Barker, A car deer accident was reported this morning. That happened around 5:30. Deputies and Barker volunteers assisted at that scene and reported unknown injuries. Last night, a two-vehicle collision was reported on the Davison Road at Akron Street. Reported injuries there. Around 4 on Thursday, a collision was logged on Lower Mountain at Town Line Road in Cambria. Injuries reported at that one. And just before 3 p.m. yesterday, a two-car pileup occurred in the 6400 block of South Transit Road. Injuries also reported at that crash. And we have more information on that collision we told you about first on Thursday. It involved a Humvee veering off the road and into a ditch and continuing to slam into a tree on the Town Line Road in Cambria. The driver of that vehicle has been identified as 50-year-old Charest Tweed of North Tonawanda. He was airlifted to ECMC for treatment with no official condition report on him available at airtime, although on Friday morning, officials said he was recovering at ECMC. Here's a date you might want to jot down. The Niagara County Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse is inviting the public to a community forum entitled A Community Conversation on Substance Use, Recovery Supports, and Pathways to Care, where they say they'll identify what's going well and what we need in our area. It'll be held on Tuesday, June the 2nd at 5:30 at the Lockport City Hall in One Locks Plaza. Prior to that forum at 4:45, social service providers will be on hand providing information on available services, support, and resources. Authorities are encouraging community members to send in questions or concerns before the event by contacting the Niagara County Mental Health Department. If you want to attend or want more information, you can follow the event on the Niagara County Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services on Facebook or call them at 439-7410. On Thursday, former City Councilman Ken Tompkins, along with a host of volunteers that came out to help him, put the finishing touches on what Ken calls the Field of Flags. It's hundreds of flags placed near the Veterans Memorial in Hyde Park to honor the veterans that gave so much for our freedom today.
We had the Coast Guard Niagara out here. We had the Iron Workers Apprentices out here. We had the legislators and the councilmen. Dave Zajac was out here. And then just so many volunteers, just people, you know, from every walk of life.
Tompkins said he got the idea a few years ago when he noticed flags flying in area roads.
We did the flags down Pine Avenue, and I thought that looked beautiful. I said, so how do we take it up a notch?
His idea of bringing it up a notch has now evolved into putting nearly 800 flags on display near the Veterans Memorial in Hyde Park. And he told us he's hoping residents will stop by, pay their respects, and remember the sacrifices that our servicemen and women have made. This year's Field of Flags was sponsored in part by the John Fiore Foundation of the Falls and will remain in effect right through the 4th of July. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our 24-hour news tip line at 371-0046. And remember, we report the news every hour and half hour here on Niagara Radio. And you can also hear it at your convenience when you enter niagararadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. And remember, over the holiday weekend and at night, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you about it here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.